Welcome to D&D Journey of the 5th Edition. Join us in our campaign and shenanigans as we explore the subterranean labyrinths, plunder hordes of treasure, battle legendary monsters. This podcast will be following our gaming group and the adventures of these characters, as well as a few guests from time to time. Join us as we start a new campaign and our journey to experience the best, and maybe the worst, in the 5th edition of Dungeons & Dragons.
Welcome to D&D Journey of the 5th Edition. Our group of adventurers are now getting ready to run back into the forests north of Phandalin and chase down the last of the Red Brands to get their captives back. But first, we've got a few things we've got to discuss. For one, we've got a quick question. And what was that question?
I want to know the difference between second wind, was it short rest and long rest? Is that what they're called?
Okay.
And also how that relates to your hit dice.
Okay. So fighters, because you guys are the only ones, I believe, that have second wind.
Yeah, second we have second wind.
Would one of you guys like to read your second wind power? It should be on the back of your sheets.
Sure, no, I have mine on the front.
Oh, okay.
Do you want me to do it or do you want to do it?
Oh, it's definitely better if it's on the front.
Second wind, you have a limited well of stamina you can draw on to protect yourself from harm. You can use a bonus action to regain hit points equal to 1d10 plus your fighter level. Once you use this feature, you must finish a short or long rest before you can use it again.
Okay, so only you guys have that. What is short and long rest, and how does that relate to hit?
Okay, so basically the second wind at this point is a fighter only thing.
Got it, cool with that.
Okay, so for a short rest, it's pretty much what I'm going to be reading from the starter guide. A short rest is a period of downtime at least 1 hour long, during which a character does nothing more strenuous than eating, drinking, reading, or tending to wounds. A character can spend one or more hit dice during a short rest up to the character's maximum number of hit dice, which is equal to the character's level. The character sheet shows each adventurer's hit dice.
Okay, so if I'm second level,
you now roll two hit dice.
I roll two hit dice on my short rest.
Yeah, up to. You don't have to roll. If the roll first one is good enough, you don't have to use the second one.
Oh, it's pick the highest?
Yeah. Well, no, it's you can use up to. So basically, you can roll one, and if that's not enough, you can roll your second one.
Okay.
Or you can save that second one.
For my next rest.
Exactly.
And I only get my hit dice back when I have a long rest.
Yeah.
Got it. So when I take my long rest, then what happens?
Yeah. So for each hit dice spent this way, the character rolls dice and adds to the character's constitution modifier to it. The character regains hit dice equal to the total. The player can decide to spend an additional hit dice after each roll, which is really nice. The higher you get, you can basically, I roll really bad. Okay, then now I'll use the second one, then I'll use the third one, you know, to get to what you need. A character regains some spent hit dice upon finishing a long rest as explained below. So for a long rest is a period of extended downtime, at least 8 hours long, during which a character sleeps or performs light activity, reading, talking, eating, or standing watch for no more than 2 hours. If the rest is interrupted by a period of strenuous activity, at least 1 hour of walking, fighting, casting spells, or similar adventuring activity, the character must begin to rest again to benefit from it. At the end of a long rest, the character gains all lost hit points. The character also regains spent hit dice up to a number equal to half the character's total level. For example, a character has 8 hit dice. He regains 4 spent hit dice upon finishing a rest.
Got it. So I roll all 4.
Yeah.
And then my next short rest, the next day, okay, let's say it's daytime, and I have 2d8 hit dice.
Mm-hmm.
So the first short rest, do I roll 1, both, or
on your short rest, you can start by just rolling 1.
Okay.
So you can and if that's not good enough, you can
now if I use both on my first short rest, my next short rest, I have it's
exactly. Yeah.
No.
Got it. I'm with you. So that's per day.
Per day. Yeah. And on a long, you get half your hit dice back.
Got it.
And during short rest, I'm not sure about you, but I can regain my spells.
You do have your cool wizard thing that lets you regain some of your magic mojo.
Yeah, because you're a cleric.
Mm-hmm. We have to pray.
And you steal my book. I pray too.
It's okay. It's just a little.
Got it. I understand.
I bet
that
your
now.
God is a god of thieving other people's books.
Yes.
And here's your spellbook back.
Wandering away from people that you stole their book from.
Okay. And the next order of business we have to cover is we got some submissions from fans at home. of what our group's name should be.
The Forgetful Five.
Before we start checking, is there anything suggestions you guys want to tack on the list?
Forgetful Five?
Goblin Collectors?
I don't know. I didn't really think about it because I kind of left it in the
It should
the
be something fantastic,
fans.
Like the
No,
band
well, we should
let
the
Fantastic
fans.
Five.
Yeah. We should let the Fab Five.
We should let the fans.
Are we
going to
go campy or are we going to go like fantasy?
Okay, so we got 9 choices here.
9? Really? Yeah. Wow.
I hate that
so,
one.
Okay. So let's put it this way. If anyone doesn't really like it, raise your hand and I'll delete that one if we get like a large number so we can thin down the numbers.
And the best one gets my love.
There you go.
that could be scary.
The first one we have is the Unlikely Fellowship.
I like that, yeah.
We Heroes Unlikely.
Actually, I like that one too.
We Heroes Unlikely. Who? WHU.
We're who.
The Scarlet Vanquishers.
Because we are getting that.
The Shield of Phandalin.
I like that too.
Oh, yeah.
5 Fingers of the Fifth Edition.
Ooh. That's kind of naughty.
That'll be safe from being after dark.
It refers to the game. No.
Even if you don't win, you just won my love. So.
Yeah. I may not be a winner, but it made us laugh.
You're a winner in our hearts.
Yeah.
out of character.
Yes.
OOC.
Yeah.
The People's Front of Phandalin.
Where did you dig in People's Front? I thought we were the Popular Front. No, the Popular Front's over there. Split up!
Did you see what you just did?
It's a carry-on of the Life of Brian episode.
Yes,
why would you suggest that?
Because I want to hear his titter.
It's going to set him off.
Why?
I want to be a woman's dad. With a ton of babies.
The Stupidly Daring Band.
Oh, that's
because I'm always calling
it Stupidly Daring.
I like that.
Then we have Stupidly Daring Incorporated.
It's just got a cool film Mystery Inc. feel to that.
Yes.
And then, you know, following the theme, the Guild of the Stupidly Daring.
Obviously, that was from the same listener. Yes, I have said that saying many, many a time.
I liked the Incorporated. It makes us more presentable.
More professional seeming.
We definitely don't like buildings on fire with hostages.
Yes, but to be fair, we did put the fire out initially the first time. Okay,
the fire marshal should have condemned that place long ago.
Yes, but do we really want to brand ourselves with
stupid?
We may be stupid.
I think we've already done that.
Should we advertise that?
Will that strike fear into the heart of our enemies?
Perhaps not.
So which one do you guys like?
False sense of security.
I vote for Stupidly Daring Incorporated. I think it'll get us more jobs.
Wait, go back to the front. What was the one?
We have the Unlikely Fellowship.
I like that.
That's pretty good.
We Heroes Unlikely.
Yeah.
I like that too.
Scarlet Vanquishers.
I'm gonna go. My vote is for number one.
Yeah. Shield of Phandalin.
I
that would be better if we were more competent.
No. We actually have a shield now.
It's a bugbear shield.
I have a shield.
I don't have a shield.
I have a shield.
Yes, you do. Her name is Lady Dialect Corwin.
Or Meat Shield.
Meat Shields are the best.
So if you all happen to be asked what your group is called in this adventure, would you like to go?
Kind of changed my mind.
Unlikely. Well, think about it. Unlikely Fellowship. T-U-F. We're tough.
I like that.
The Unlikely Fellowship. T-U-F.
With a tough T. Oh, no, you don't need to know what the acronym stands for. We're merely tough.
That's all you need to know about us.
The Unlikely Fellowship.
I'm thinking... Do we want to take a vote?
Is it unanimous? Or are there holdouts?
All in favor say aye.
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 Not in favor say nay.
Nay.
Well, you don't. You're
this
the
is just because there must be one nay in every vote.
Nay. You naysayer.
Like I said, all of you won my love.
Actually, those were great.
Actually,
names. Thank
awesome.
You.
Thank you for those who sent in awesome names. Emails with the names.
And may I present you with the unlikely fellowship?
Now send in our catchphrases.
We're tough. We're tough.
I did that.
Are you?
I
tough
have a destiny.
Enough?
Are you tough enough?
Now I'm starting it. See, they can have long. So they can sing long songs. We can't discuss mechanics.
Just so I can come home and kiss your cheek. I'm wrestling with a lion and a grizzly bear. Not even
excuse me.
I can't remember.
You
the
didn't.
Song.
You didn't say out of character. So all of that just happened in character.
So as you guys are walking down the path. These two are bursting out into song. About in the middle of the night.
Wait, can we just say that we have our spells and stuff back? Because I don't remember what I had.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll say you took a little bit of a breather to get them back, and you
just
needed that long rest, and you will pick up the trail.
Okay, good.
And now the unlikely fellowship will enter the
which
deadly
might be
forest.
Safer because now that means you'd be going off into the forest during the day instead of the middle of the night.
Okay,
so to hunt down the last of the vile.
So everyone will take
brands.
A long rest.
So we're taking long rest. Yeah.
So everyone will get a hit, their hit dice back. So. And you're picking up the trail come dawn because, you know, unfortunately for the elf and dwarf, all of their teammates have no night vision.
Wait, no. It's the player's book.
That's because we killed the only guys that did.
No, I don't. I have this.
Oh, you want the
spell
real player's book?
The one with the passes.
Okay, there you go.
Because you said rest.
Yes, rest.
Oh,
oh.
No, he's writing down that charm
spell.
Give
me that damn
book.
Okay.
Okay, the book saved our
lives. Like,
so everyone has regained their hit dice?
Mm-hmm.
Those, some of us never lost them.
Okay, and spells. Yes. Mm-hmm. And second winds.
And I'm healthy.
And, if just mildly dead.
And your ladies have tended to you and
No. They're back at the inn. We
okay.
Well, go back
this
to
is
inn,
where you
we?
Guys would take... You went back into town, remember?
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah
we're back, definitely back
How
in town.
How dare they put Bard before me?
I have something I want to do when we first get up.
Okay.
They put monkey.
So you guys are heading back onto to try to pick up the trail.
Okay, so
yes.
Once we get to the forest on the road, before we get to going too far,
okay.
I'm going to kneel down and bow my head and pray. May the wanderer lead us swiftly on the path to our enemies.
Okay.
I prayed.
Okay. Is it just a pray?
Just pray.
Okay. So you guys with wilderness skills.
Yep.
Would that be survival?
Yes, it would.
Excellent.
Okay. Give me a quick roll to see if you can pick up the trail.
20 non-natural.
So
wow.
I spent 18.
You guys are like, you look, and you're like, because of the morning dew, easily you see the footprints that are going off.
So see, we're motivated.
I spent 50 gold pieces, and now I don't have the scroll, but it's in my book.
Okay, cool. So you committed the scroll to memory, so to speak. Okay. So you guys head off, and you're following the trail.
Yes.
You're doing your thing. All right, and after a few hours of you guys marching pretty hard, the wanderer thankfully supporting your trip.
Yay!
Yes.
Yay!
Yay!
You all of a sudden go ahead and who's going to be the lead person on this trail?
Well, I was the one with the highest tracking skill at that point, so
okay.
I guess I'll be first.
And you're probably quieter than Lady Corlin.
As I am in leather armor.
So unlike my usual
chainmail.
I'm actually pretty good at tracking.
Charm person instead of sleep.
Oh, okay.
Well, did you roll for track?
No, but as long as somebody got it.
Yeah, well,
okay.
Yeah, got it.
So as you're heading down the path, does this look adequate for your order?
That's me, Russ.
That's you?
Okay.
Are you okay with this order?
Yes.
Yes?
Is that Splug?
No, that's me!
Can that be in character?
Are you bringing
really
Splug, or is he staying back with the ladies?
I believe that Splug and Droop, my dual goblin pet, are back at the inn where they are being properly groomed and perfumed.
Ladies love the Splug.
And believe it or not, Droop is even easier... Droop is even easier to... shall we say domesticate?
Oh,
because his treatment was far worse than Splug's. Droop is actually liking the smell of perfume.
Splug still had hope. I mean, also terror because we burned his friends.
Yes.
Well, I. But
hey, we froze them too.
I don't think they were friends of Droop.
So, Galen the Gallant.
No, aren't yes. all, give aren't me all a goblins perception friends? Roll. Does they look alike?
That's speciesist.
It's the same with you. Right?
It's certainly right, the same as elves. They all look alike with their pointed ears.
You said perception roll?
Yeah, like, you got perception. Your friends because you're humans.
14.
14? Okay, so you guys are heading along, and you do notice that in this area there must have been some kind of scuffle at one point. Because you notice that there's a smidgen of dried blood on the trail.
Uh-oh.
And it looks like maybe someone was knocked down.
A kerfuffle.
Okay.
No, this is a scuffle.
A scuffle, not a kerfuffle?
Exactly.
A kerscuffle? Okay. So,
were there ruffles involved?
No!
So, pretty much, would you guys be staying close? Would you be spreading apart?
Or we find this
in theory, you guys could double up. I mean,
go two by two.
Everyone take a buddy.
Two by two, hands of blue. No.
Okay. Let's do that.
Okay.
Oh, wait, there isn't enough for buddies.
That's okay. I don't need a buddy.
She'll disappear in 2 seconds anyway.
She left her last buddy, remember? Don't worry, I got your back all the
Too soon.
I'll protect you, little
elf. I had an inspiration last.
This is my
yes.
water, right?
Yes.
Oh, I still have an inspiration point. Oh, I forgot.
You don't deserve an inspiration point. You should get negative inspiration because you betrayed her life.
I hoped that they would follow me. I didn't think that you had worked.
The second time?
So
did you hope they would follow you the second time?
In her defense, she thought you were right behind her.
You just woke them up.
Well, that's just bad luck.
That was
I didn't abandon you. I didn't leave the room.
She remembers
just because
spell.
I hid under the table. You know, if you were smart, you'd have done the same.
She remembers that last time your spell put like everybody to sleep, so she thought you had this. That's all. In your quest for knowledge.
No, last time I put one person asleep.
You're wandering.
Yeah, I want to change that one. I change that to
which one?
Because I've been playing that.
You can't change.
Yeah, you can.
Why not? It's his character.
Mr.
We
Evil.
All change.
You changed. That's right. You know, that's not what your characters are.
Our
characters are evolving.
That was story development that fit the plot.
No, that was just...
I'm already imbued.
All right.
Yes, me too.
Okay, so as you guys are heading along...
So inspired.
All of a sudden, you hear horrible sounds of... people bursting through the bushes.
Aha!
Unfortunately, their hide is better than your perception.
Okay. Ah! It doesn't matter. It just means we're going to kill them.
So only those two got to roll perception?
Yep.
Okay.
Because you're all back of the bus in the very back of the order.
Yeah, well, I'm that badass.
Wait, if I spend a point of legend, can I get opening gambit? Oh, wait, wrong game.
And wait, we're using rules from other games? Do we use exploding dice
or humans?
They are humans. They are humans that just happen to have a red cloak torn and tattered on their shoulders.
If I see a red cloak, I smash it.
That's right.
Unfortunately, they have
They have come
surprise.
To us for their fate.
Ha ha!
It's their destiny.
Damn right! Your destiny is to meet my blade and arrow!
The first one is going to swing at you, Gav.
Bring it on!
And he's going to miss!
He swings and rolls a 9, which misses you, probably, as he stumbled out of the woods.
With people with heavy armor, you miss, but with people wearing robes, you do even more damage than you're supposed to.
Thrain, this one is going to swing his sword at you.
Oh,
and a 22 will hit.
Give him the evil dice.
Okay.
For 5 points of damage. Oh no, I've been equipped with the evil die.
Dice
5 points of damage. Okay, and you guys hear rustling in this side of the woods, by the way. There's someone trampsing through the woods.
Burning hands.
you have to remember there are prisoners.
Another question. Is there anything I can do besides attack? Is like that the only combat maneuver?
You can lie down and die.
You can,
is there like another maneuver? Like
well, you can defend. You can.
Is there like crazy
you know what?
Attack?
These ambushers will lose because they are not tough.
If you just pointed to me. Okay, roll for initiative now.
Tough enough.
I like
this box.
Like, perhaps we're the unlikely fellowship because it's unlikely that we keep surviving.
I think you're right.
And somehow we do.
Knock on wood, don't jinx ourselves.
Hold it. They're coming from out of a bush.
Out of a bush.
That's right.
You're very well against bushes.
You should get a favorite enemy and make it bush.
Favorite enemy bush.
That's right.
Bush, anything related.
Okay. Yeah. Pretty straightforward in D&D. You just whack at things and then drop.
Whack them all.
What did you expect this to be?
Well, no,
A high game of intrigue?
I just thought they may have added, like, new maneuvers.
A personal game of horror? Well, you know, like,
they actually do for some of the classes.
Yeah, but
like,
you have to have a special ability. Yeah. Okay, let's do it.
Okay.
Yes, let's do this.
So, roll
we're
initiative.
We're not the fighting classes.
Bring it on. 20, non-natural. 20, non-natural.
4.
20, non-natural.
Seriously?
I have a plus 2 initiative and rolled an 18.
And I have a plus 2.
And you got a 4?
Yes.
And I got a 13.
This is such a weird quinky dink.
Wow.
Yeah, we're burning all our good rolls.
Dwarves are slow but steady.
High five, like loud four. Part of the table.
I'm going to call it a gentleman's 4.
Oh, wait. Wait, okay. No, we can do this.
That's right, yeah. we are not that
okay. So, who's got the highest dex between you three?
Karen and I have a.
I have a plus two.
We're tied for everything. We're tied for.
Okay. So which one of you two is going to go first?
Let Carrie go first.
Okay. So
it's going
to be Galen, Nimble Nick, and the Salted Elf.
Okay. He's too close for me to do with my arrow.
You could
a penalty.
Shoot. Yeah, but you would be at a disadvantage.
I'll just whip out my sword. My great sword.
Okay. Dropping the bow, whipping out the great sword.
Yeah.
The bow.
And I'm not going to use my inspiration. I'm going to save that. So there's hoping. All right, what am I looking at?
Okay. You're looking at your character's.
No,
you're
looking at an ugly.
Maybe
you should have spent that inspiration.
Yeah, hold on. Is 12 enough to hit them?
A 12 is not sufficient to hit them.
All right.
You swing and miss.
So if I set fire, this will be the second wildfire I've started.
Yeah, let's kind of avoid
Tilda,
that.
What are you going to do?
Olda, you said I heard rustling?
Do you hear rustling through the bushes here?
Okay.
Roll perception.
Yeah, I'm going to roll perception. I'm going to hold action, and then I'm going to try and focus on...
Well, that's using your active skill is going to be your action.
Okay, then that's what I'm going to do. And I'm not going to perceive anything!
What did you get?
A 2? I did not botch!
You did not botch.
But I
You're
don't...
looking through the woods and you think
did
something
I
is in the woods.
Yeah.
There's something you
but
think
you
there's something
before.
In the woods.
I'm scared. We all rolled well and now we're all gonna roll.
Did
back.
You
I
want
told
to
you
do any movement?
We did.
No, I'm gonna
You just stay there
stay.
In the group? All clustered up?
Maybe I'll kinda go a little this way. Get a little closer. That way kind of have an line
so
of sight.
Are you going there?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So, Salton, what do you
We
got?
Both know I'm going to Ray of Frost.
And now I'm going to hide, actually.
Okay. Oh, well,
I forgot it's
you're out in the open. At the You're now out in the open. You can't hide.
They
but if you jump
there.
In...
There's bush.
You can jump into the bushes if you want to go in.
I'm going
to
jump into the bushes, because then I can...
Okay, that'll put you in partial cover so you can hide.
Yeah.
Let's go ahead.
How you roll.
And I got a 16.
16? Okay. Okay, so go ahead and fire your Ray of Frost.
I'm gonna do it. 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
12 does not hit.
But he doesn't hit me, so
but he does.
But he does feel a nice cold breeze.
And the tree limbs just get frosted.
So we all made our initiative and we all
failed. Yeah. Yeah, I know.
Go loud group.
Hey,
Lady,
go loud group.
Lady Corlin.
Hey, I got
12
too. We do have kind of a bottleneck here. You would have to push past them.
But there's rustling
the
in the bushes.
There's rustling in these bushes here.
Then I will take a step back.
Step back.
And listen or check or explore
okay,
in the bushes. And see nothing.
So,
see? I am sure that 7 does nothing for me.
7 tells you something is definitely rushing towards you in the bushes here.
I imagine they ambush.
I have a shield and a sword.
Are you going to like ready in action or to go full defense?
I'm going to go full defense.
Okay, so +2 to your defense.
I imagine they ambushed us and now they think we can't possibly be the adventurers that lit their place on fire.
That's right, we must be
ready. Because we have failed at everything.
Okay, all of a sudden.
Except you're going first.
This red brand ruffian will shout out to his comrades. He was right, we were going to be followed. Kill them all, and we'll meet up with the others.
Probably the guy that ran away, scorched and bleeding.
And these guys are all going hardcore now.
We didn't let anybody live. Oh, crap.
That's the 20, isn't it?
I hate you.
No, I seem to remember you let one live instead of attacking last.
Oh, we tied him up and we brought him back with us. Remember? He's in jail.
No, there was one that ran away.
So it's going to be 11 points damage.
Good. Why do you hate us?
Oh, no, the brown dice was not bad. It was good for
you. It came up a skull.
Oh, it was bad. It was evil to us.
You know, the 5th edition definitely gives a 1st edition D&D feel of being squishy.
Yes.
Which is fine.
The brown dice is a loose cannon. I want your badge, brown
This
dice.
One is going to swing on our cleric friend.
And miss. Yay.
And miss.
Okay. Is it my turn yet?
Okay. And all of a sudden, from the bushes, bursts forth the guy right here who's going to swing at the lady with the large shield.
Yay, not me.
But she's in defense.
She's in defense.
Which I'm not really sure what that
means. What is full defense?
+2. +2 to your AC.
Oh,
will a 16 hit you with a +2 to defense?
No, because he must hit a 21 with a defense.
Exactly. As he comes out swinging his sword at you, you lift up your shield and it just thunks into the shield.
Ha ha! Fellow ruffian.
And Thrain, our cleric. 2d6. Which one are you going to go for? The one
right in front
of you?
The one right in front of me.
The one who's horrible at rolls. Mm-hmm.
8 points of damage. Oh, I have to hit him first. If I hit him, it's 8 points of damage.
He's that optimistic. He's that confident.
No, I miss him. 9.
Wait.
13.
13 would miss him.
Okay.
You put the D6 before the 20.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, so back to the top of the order.
Me. Okay.
Galen.
We're going to attempt it again, only this time we're using it. Inspiration.
Okay, you're inspired.
And it's like,
you're a folk hero. No ruffians will take you down.
It's like, foul!
Well, I can't say what I was going to say because that would be inappropriate. So
we can mark it explicit.
Have at you, monster!
Can you put in... Wait, 12 again.
You swing your greatsword with your nice quip, and the guy just laughs at you.
Well, I'm really going to have to hurt him.
Well, editing, can you put in just like a huge bleep when she's talking so it sounds like she just speaks? And like cut this part out.
Tilda, okay. What are you going to do?
Right. I am going to... Okay, I can see this guy, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to... Shoot him.
Okay, and you do have advantage.
I have advantage, so
you're going to ambush him.
Yes, I am.
From the bush.
She's become the bush.
Be the bush.
She's become what she once hunted. Yes, a 20! On
your first d20 roll.
Yes, and plus I get a 2d6 +3.
Yeah, so it's 3d6 for your shirt.
She became what she once hunted.
No, I get, it's 2 because I have the...
You have the sneak attack.
Yeah, so
and you
rolled
a 20.
So you get an extra dice.
Oh,
nice. Cool.
Yes, don't shortchange yourself.
What are you talking about? You get
one for the sneak attack, one for the dag, one for the sword. Oh my god.
Ooh, okay, so we got 11, 14, and +3, so that's 17 points of damage.
Shoot and Lady Coraline is preparing, and the body just falls down with a small arrow sticking out of its chest.
They were in the bushes, man! They were in the bushes!
No, it was ambush!
Alright, Sultan, what are you going to do?
I'm a ray of frost him.
Okay, which one?
The one in front of me.
Okay. You... twist your fingers and cast your spell, and unfortunately another bolt of frost goes flying down the pathway.
Oh dear.
Beautiful ice crystals glistening in the midday sun.
I am great at attacking trees now.
It's because Thrain and this ruffian are just moving and jockeying for position so much that that's why they're all missing each other.
That, and it's hard to cast when someone keeps stealing my book.
There you go.
Yeah, you got a cramp in your finger.
See, get away to blame everyone.
Lady Corlin, it is your turn.
Well, I think the only thing for it is to, you know, sort of kick this one helpless, hapless fool out from my feet, and then rush and smash the one who's trying to kill Galen, because we simply can't have that.
So you're going to run past them type of thing?
Yes, going to run past and then hit the one in front of Galen.
Well, he's dead. It's not like you're running, you know. Oh, I see. You're going to flank him.
Yeah.
And do nothing.
You swing your new beautiful sword in the air. And
points for proximity of allies.
I did, and it worked very well for me.
How about you, vile fiend? Pick on someone your own size.
Maybe I'm
pretty big.
Maybe
you are bigger than I am.
I am. Yeah,
maybe
I am,
unlike me in the name is unlike that they're going to kill.
That is true.
I suspect I'm shorter than you are.
I think so. I'm at least 6 foot tall.
No, I'm just distracting him. It's confusing when a 5'3" person tells someone to attack someone their own size.
She
swinging sword and shield in the air.
She's very tall for a human.
You're tall, lady.
This one is going to swing on his original target.
Oh, I figured. I can take it.
Because you've been swinging that big sword at him, and that's intimidating.
You are not very good at building aggro.
Will an 18 hit you?
Yes, it will.
You are
5 points of damage as he sticks you with the sword.
I'm really not DPS-y. It's just that I have to get the first hit off in order to build aggro and be at the top of the aggro chart, as it were.
But surprisingly, after he hits you, he turns and attacks Lady Corlin as well.
Oh, he's got two.
Oh, he's got an action surge.
And he's got multi-attack.
Oh.
Will a 22 hit you?
Yes.
5 points of damage. He turns around and slashes at you as well.
All right.
Then this one is going to attack Thrain.
Okay, go for it. He's going against a 17. Misses.
He misses with his first swing.
Oh, he's got more than one.
Then he's going to swing again.
How much damage?
5 points of damage as he chinks into your armor with his sword.
Most GMs, this is why I like most GMs, when you wouldn't fight an enemy, don't make them harder. You stick to your guns.
I'm just now using the multi-attack. Didn't want to kill people earlier.
Oh. Now you see, if you don't show them, like, if you don't show them the power, and then they can't kill them without that
power.
So
then it's Thrain's turn now?
It is Thrain's turn.
All right, Thrain.
Okay.
Go, meet shield.
Oh, it's been my inspiration.
Okay.
Yes.
The Wanderers give you inspiration.
I'm sorry. Next time I'm going to get some damage on this guy.
Okay, so 12 plus 4, 16.
16 will hit.
Yay. Hit him in the face.
In the face.
With the mauls.
5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
9 points.
That's in the face.
Okay, you smash your maul into him.
And I'm going to say, the red cloak should make the stains easier to get out.
Oh, excellent.
As you just see his cheek just spit blood out as your maul hits into
and
him.
And he was holding a glass of wine and grape juice. Wine and grape juice.
Oh, dear.
Aren't they the same thing, really?
Okay, so we're at the top of the order.
Yep.
Kaylin, what are you going
again,
to do?
Once again, I'm going for the guy who turned his back to me. So here it goes. That's like, I already said have at you, and so did she. So that's kind of like a little overdoing the have at you. It's like,
so
I'll say
your,
it.
What is your quip?
My quip? Oh, no pressure. Oh, my God. Now I got to think of something. It's like,
let it come.
You're a folk hero. Your weapon speaks for
you. That's why
you.
Next time, viewers, you can try to
never turn your back on destiny.
Woo!
Yes!
And throw the dice off the table.
Exciting. I was too excited. I'm so sorry. This is premature rolling.
It's never happened before.
It happens to every gamer once in a while.
No, it's not going to work, but I'm going to do my action surge.
Yes.
Try a different dice.
So you swing your great sword and it misses. And then you're going to pull into your fighter's resolve and swing again.
I've used that one and it's failed me too.
And you swing again, missing him by mere inches.
Why can't I hit this guy? I know.
That was terrible.
These guys have been...
swinging my sword in.
Wait, I know. He must be naked.
Tilda, it is yours.
Okay. I'm going to go ahead and...
He must be dead. So where, he's a werewolf or something, and I need a plus weapon.
No, he must be named. That's it.
If you name him, you can kill him.
His name is Roger.
You keep what you kill.
Okay, I'm going to shoot him now.
Okay.
Okay, and he's got his back to me.
Well, he's also flanked by friends, so you get your sneak attack.
So that would be a... Where's my... 15.
15 what?
Yay!
So I just realized we're all the tanks. She's just the aggro. she's
the DPS.
She's
okay.
DPS, yeah.
So that would be 9 points of damage.
9 points of damage. I sense a theme here. Everybody's doing 9 points of damage.
I have not done 9 points of damage, and neither has she.
I've done a heck of a lot more than I have.
All right. So, Sultan, let's see what you can do this time.
I'm going to Ray of Frost.
As he says it ever since.
I have three spells a game. If I use a short rest, I get more, but still.
All Ray of Frost is pretty badass.
Hey, yeah, it when hits, we hit. Yeah.
Just gotta be nice to the D20.
Then he's nice.
18 is
18. 18 will hit.
Finally.
Roll for damage.
You're still doing better than me.
Nice. You were nice to the D20. You were not nice to the D8.
3 points is better than one point.
So what's
point?
The total damage?
It's three.
Three?
See, this is...
It's better than one.
You hit him and he's glazed
over with
ice.
Get a plus 5 to hit.
Don't
get any plus to damage. Spells. Why did I choose the spellcaster?
Yeah, but when your half ones that fail give half damage, that's still pretty darn good. Yeah.
And let's not
I have one of those spells.
Let's not forget your burning hands that just like swaths everything.
I get to do that once again. Twice, if I don't want to do charm or...
Twice, if you can charm the group in a nappy time.
Lady Corlin's
turn? It is Lady Corlin's turn.
I shall use my inspiration.
You're inspired. Your weapon is feeling right in your grip.
You cowardly cow licker. And I believe that I will hit with... And I got a 22, which I believe will smack him in the face.
That will definitely
soundly.
Hit.
Soundly. Everybody's hitting this guy but me.
Soundly, resoundly.
And,
hey, I've only
done
3 damage. We're like, we can comfort each other.
So that's 10.
Yeah, well, we've got a piece of glass.
No, wait, that's... What is that? Yeah. What is 1d8...
Plus one.
Plus one, so that's 7.
And then plus your strength.
Plus my strength, so 10!
10
damage!
You swing your sword and you just stick it right into his chest.
And in honor of a 10!
And as you pull it out, he just slumps to the ground, dying in the bushes.
Excellent!
That's what happens to cowardly cow lickers.
And as soon as you say that and kill his compatriot, this one, turn around, and he is going to swing on you for killing his friend! That was my friend!
Alright, bring it.
His first swing misses. He's just so enraged with the thought that you killed his friend.
Well,
his bunkmate, no less. And I am assuming a 11 will miss as well?
Yes.
He swings and misses. Thrain, he has turned his back to you.
Oh, miss.
And he missed.
You swing your maul and miss him by mere inches.
Now's your chance, Gaelic.
I'm gonna say, I would have hit him, but he turned and like moved.
Yeah, you guys are jockeying for position too much. Too much motion. Now Galen the Gallant.
I'm gonna try again.
What are you going to do?
I'm gonna try again. Going for him.
Woohoo!
Go to
I hit with like a 22. Woo!
That will definitely hit.
Alright.
Hold on, I'm just saying.
17 points of damage.
Jesus.
Nice.
You turn around and you swing with both your hands, putting all your body weight, and you literally cut this guy in half.
Woo-hoo!
I mean...
Finally.
Good job,
I feel better now.
As he thumps to the ground in pieces.
I was feeling a little impotent.
It's my turn. I'm going to loot him.
You're going to loot him.
Okay, combat over, right?
Yep, combat.
Who is taking damage? Okay.
I have.
So I'll give the three of us... Everybody gets 3 points back.
What do these braggarts have on them?
They have on them.
I've read the Warlock, and I still have no clue how it works.
It is a complicated class. Okay, so when you loot through their pockets, you find about a total of 33 silver pieces. And a little statuette that probably will get you about 50 gold pieces if you hawk it at a good place.
Happy I haven't.
Hurry, little one, we have to go.
Happy I haven't had to use detect magic at all because I've not prepared it.
It's rarely used in 5th edition, though.
Yep, that looks magical.
Take a rest, swing the thing. Okay, didn't kill any of us. It must be magical. Okay, so go ahead and give me a survival roll to see if you can pick.
I want
to
assist. I want to assist so she gets an advantage. Let's do, instead of everybody just rolling like nut jobs, the better. I'm just going to toss this out because we're a group.
Yeah.
What if one of us assists the other one?
Okay.
You can do that.
Okay. Awesome. What is your survival?
Mine is plus one.
Okay, mine is plus three, so how about I assist? Because I would be more likely to help you. Right? Does that make
sense? I'm a plus three as well, so we have the same
I'll
survival.
Assist you then.
Okay.
So let me go first.
Wait, can we assist
successful,
you?
You get two dice. Okay. Now, only one person can assist.
Oh.
Okay, I can't assist.
Okay. So he was trying to help you, but he was more busy talking about the Wanderer and the road path and...
No, I was more busy talking about what a good idea
and
this is.
And I don't watch.
Now you might as well go for it. Just do it yourself.
Wait, can I assist her? No.
And while you come up and you hear him talking about Wander.
She does it. She's like, go this way.
And Galen, you know, poking the path and talking about my destiny lies down this way.
And then, yeah.
Lady Coraline brings up the, I think we need to, and then all of a sudden Tilda comes bouncing
with a natural 20!
Tilda says, I know the way! And she goes bolting down the path with Lady Coraline going, we need to go. Yeah, yes!
Follow the little one!
Follow the halfling!
I imagine.
Good thing my legs are shorter than all of yours. So.
Yes, I can catch up to you in three strides.
Shut up!
No, but aren't dwarves' legs like small for long or for short distance running?
Yes,
they're excellent sprinters.
Over
as Gimli
short
said.
Distance, yes.
Yes,
they're not made for the long haul. So, as you guys are continuing on,
what is this?
This is. Rough outline.
This is your lower intestine.
Eat lots of fiber. You are eaten by a giant sandworm.
It was like Shadow.
May his passing cleanse this world.
Shai-halu.
You have to shout it in a crazy way.
A lot like that.
Shai-halu.
There's almost titter. There was almost
titter. It was titter. Not fun.
Well, you know, you haven't tittered in a while, so.
It's true, I haven't.
Ever since the Doctor Who episode, we,
What?
It's bigger on the inside.
All right, don't start.
Oh, we may get a titter. We could actually wrap up on a titter, folks. Let it happen.
Okay.
Let it out.
Let it out. She got it. Okay, she can't titter if she can't breathe. Yeah, that never gets old.
Her face is turning red.
Breathe.
Almost as hard as her shirt.
It's a matching pair.
Okay, breathe.
That is so hot.
Thank you.
I want to do some before we do our thing.
Okay.
But let you describe it, and I don't want to do
okay. So, as you guys are coming ahead, are you guys being stealthy?
Yeah. Attempting stealth.
You're attempting
whether
stealth.
Whether we're successful or not is
totally
different.
Let's... Hold on, let me...
I'm going to...
15.
Oh, wait. Let me... Okay.
I met you 20 again!
I wanted to throw you out.
We don't even know she's
that
there.
That would be a 27 to stealth.
Okay.
I got 15.
You got a 15?
Oh, I'm very stealthy. Crash!
Okay. I got an 11.
Is that a tree?
Okay, since you made noise, I'm not going to bother.
I was
okay.
not necessarily
so,
not stealthy.
So
I'm ahead of them, though.
You can see you're going really far ahead of them.
Check.
But you are in the lead, because you are giving
okay.
them the path.
I
want to
do my thing.
No.
Do you think?
Right. Do your thing.
Okay.
You should have done that before we left. Yeah. I thought we discussed this on the last
okay.
adventure.
Take my holy symbol. You've guided. You've guided us to this path. See us through to the end, and I'm gonna cast Bless.
Wasn't him. It was really
Hobbit. So me and two other people want it. Who else wants?
What?
Who else wants it?
He's casting a bless.
I
like the blessing.
I will take the blessing, of course.
You.
What I.
You. Okay.
Yes.
They did their hands first. I don't have to. I'm sorry.
Okay.
So for the next.
I only accept blessings from my God.
So you, for the next for the whole combat for the next minute, every attack roll you make is +1d4, and every saving throw you make is +1d4.
So I have a question.
What's your question?
So there are certain spells
you just roll it
where it says they have to make a willpower save or something like that. Can you spend an advantage to put them at a disadvantage?
Not advantage. Really, no.
Unless you kick them in the nuts.
But if you play it off in a cool role-playing way of why they're at a disadvantage, I might give you that.
Oh, hey, go do that.
Just
that?
Okay.
So okay. Nice. So as you guys come around a bend in the path, the rogue steps...
No one can see me. You guys can't see me.
I stepped silent.
I was going to lay back until Lady Corlo went crash.
I was silent.
And
but I'm up. Screw this.
And then all of a sudden, as everyone, you look ahead and you notice two red brand ruffians standing over three people that are on the ground.
Oh, no.
There's a small fire there.
Burning hands!
Unfortunately, well, you're very far away. As you see this, you hear from the bushes in this area,
woohoo!
There's a scout.
And it definitely does not sound like an owl.
Lady Crawling.
And
isn't nature beautiful?
And this is a great place to call it. Thank you for listening.
Gundren here. Why haven't those adventurers found me yet? I'm betting it's because they're having such a great time at Tucson Games and Gadgets in their amazing gaming room. Now get off your duff and save me, my friends. Thank you for listening to D&D Journey of the 5th Edition, a member of the Creative Play and Podcast Network. And remember, be careful out there. There be dragons about.